It's time for the KHNS local news. I'm Melinda Munson. Today in the news, roughly 2,000 seasonal workers descend on Skagway at the start of each cruise ship season. A week of events and classes get new workers acclimated to the town's unique life. And a dozen Skagwegians met in the visitor center to learn how to better accommodate travelers with disabilities. They learned that making the town more accessible benefits everyone. Skagway's year-round population is 900 souls, according to the town's visitors department. That number triples in April and May, when seasonal employees arrive. For the past 3 years, the community has provided a full week of introduction activities. Known as boot camp for newbies, the events help seasonal workers cope with life in a rural Alaska borough.
Yeah, I came here in 2014, and it was a culture shock for me coming from the East Coast, as I think it is with a lot of people.
Jacob Watson is a program manager for Skagway Development Corporation. He pieced together this year's workforce orientation.
I think it's great that we have these events that kind of let people know what the community of Skagway is all about.
This year's boot camp was held April 22nd through 28th. Dahl Memorial Clinic provided free sexually transmitted infection testing. The National Park Service gave a presentation on bear safety. And historian Jeff Brady spoke about Skagway's history. The following night, Red Onion head madam Wilma Lovall gave the racy version that celebrated women, and in particular, Skagway's historic sex workers. Skagway Brewing held a business mixer that finished with a tour of their indoor aeroponic farm. Skagway's year-round residents want seasonal workers to be informed, happy, and healthy. The town relies on the workers, who spend about 6 months helping to manage the more than 1.2 million cruise ship passengers. Unlike other communities, Skagway doesn't have a diversified economy. Once the cruise ships leave, a majority of the businesses on Broadway will close for the winter. Happy Ending Saloon was full of fresh faces for the Leisure Sports presentation on April 22nd. Owner Beth Smith urged seasonal employees to be active outside of work.
My advice is just to get involved with some of this stuff, because you'll start to meet people in the community rather than just the tourists, and it's just a great way to really get the most out of Skagway.
There are many opportunities for sports, with cornhole every Wednesday and co-ed softball on Mondays, along with the upcoming Duff's Marathon and the Klondike Relay. Longtime resident John Tronrud spoke about hiking. He reminded the crowd that Skagway is still the wilderness. Hikers should let someone know where they're going.
Years ago, there was a guy, we ended up waiting one night for him to come back on a cruise ship, an experienced hiker, and he's never been found.
While the attendees took note, they remained excited. Many commented on the beauty of the town and just how nice everyone is. Chris Swigum is from California. She finds Skagway enchanting.
When we were walking around earlier and it was like so quiet, it was like a movie set. I just loved it.
Alice Collier has been living in Maine and New York. He says so far, he's appreciating his Skagway experience.
I think it feels alive to me in a way other places don't. Like, I feel like every other place I'm in, I slowly feel like I'm closing parts of myself. And I feel like getting here, I immediately feel like I want to and feel the ability to start opening those parts of myself.
Participants in Skagway's accessible tourism class introduce themselves like they would to a person who is visually impaired.
I'm Colette Hisman, and I work for the tourism department. And let's see what else. Okay, I have short hair. I wear glasses around my neck all the time.
This is Meredith Hisman describing her colorful appearance.
Hello, I'm Meredith. This is my second year working at the visitor center. I have long brown hair and pink glasses, and I always wear a black vest with white paint splotches on it.
The April 25th class was taught by Bridget Thompson and Corey Stennett from Southeast Alaska Independent Living. The organization supports aging adults and those with disabilities. The closest office is in Haines. Thompson broke accessibility into three categories.
We like to focus on how to make the world an inclusive, accessible spot for people with all types of abilities. And we do that through, we kind of separate that into three things. we look at accessibility through our built environment, through our speech, and then through our society and our values.
When it comes to built environment, Skagway has some struggles. There are few accessible parking spaces. Many historical buildings don't feature wheelchair ramps, and cruise passengers at the small boat harbor must climb up a steep ramp when the tide is low. Thompson sees some improvements, including the library's new automatic door and the fact that the city asked her to do an accessibility assessment. She says many places don't take that step. In the accessible tourism class, Thompson explained the idea of universal design. It's design that makes the world easier for everyone, such as automatic doors. Another example is texting, originally designed for those who are hard of hearing. Thompson encourages universal design in daily life.
You don't have to be a construction worker to do universal design. You can think about it all the time. Just what in the world would make your little corner of this community more accessible to everybody?
She suggests something as simple as name tags, brailled business cards, or a stash of pocket readers. A pocket reader is used to amplify sound. It looks like a Walkman and costs less than $200. Another way to welcome tourists with disabilities is to use appropriate language. It's no longer best practice to use the word handicapped. For example, instead of saying handicapped parking, use the term accessible parking. An additional change is person-first language. Person-first language puts the emphasis on the individual, not the disability. Instead of saying the blind girl, say the girl who is blind. Finally, Thompson emphasizes that accessible tourism is good for everyone. She cites that 1 out of 5 people have some form of a disability. Anyone who interacts with tourists should be prepared for disabilities that are obvious and those that are not. Employees should practice using wheelchairs on ramps before the time comes. Never make assumptions about needs. Always ask if and how to be of assistance. Thompson says Alaska is for everyone.
A trip of a lifetime stopped by something that somebody can't do because we didn't make it accessible for them is a total thumbs down.
Skagway businesses can visit blue-path.org to enter information about their establishments, such as dimensions and noise levels. This allows guests with disabilities to plan ahead. That's it for the KHNS Local News. I'm Melinda Munson. You can find these stories and learn how to access the KHNS News as a podcast at khns.org/news. This is KHNS, Haines, Skagway, and Klukwan at 102.3 and translator K220BK, Skagway, Alaska at 91.9.